This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, or 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. Follow us on the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way, Parler, we're on there as at the Captain's America. And I'll tell you, we're just killing it on Parler. I don't know where all these people are coming from, but they just keep adding and coming and coming and coming to the page. And thank you so very much for following us. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, for all the different things that you can take advantage of over there. And who knows, you might even save some money. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think you just talked about this. We talked about it off the air. And I think we've got a really – hello there, flies and bugs flying by the front window of Denise's house. Tucker last night, the World Health Organization chief has come up and made comments about the COVID report that's out there, urging an investigation of the possible China lab leak. And little Dr. Fauci is kind of being quiet about this, but he's got his eyeball, he's up to eyeballs and alligators in this mess, isn't he?
Well, it looks like he's got certainly an awful lot of fingerprints on a lot of things dealing with the Wuhan laboratory.
Yeah.
To the extent of what that is, it still remains unknown. So that's, and we've known that Fauci, when he was at the National Institute of Health, I guess it was, as when this, you know, happened. But, you know, I'm not sure that we're asking all the right questions when it comes to Fauci. Because, you know, this is a cat that I would say has had a very long history with, obviously, all things pandemics and viruses and whatnot. Why did we not hear from this guy early on? I think is... Because he would obviously know what was happening or what kind of work was being done at the Wuhan laboratory.
Right.
And I guess, has anybody asked him if he's ever visited, who his contacts are there, you know, why we were giving the money to them when even our diplomats who had visited the place had said there's security risks here and so forth. So, well, nobody's asking this guy the right questions, and maybe purposely so. But you know, COVID-19 is in the family of SARS-2, too.
Right.
And I guess the question becomes, what happened with all of the data, with all of the work that was being done at the time of SARS-2? And were they still working on that? Were they turning it into a bioweapons program, which seems to be some of what others are pointing to now?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Now, we have this thing called a pandemic treaty that I think Boris Johnson is kind of leading the charge on.
Yeah, there's 23 countries.
Well, and the U.S. is not in that
right.
mix yet.
Right.
And I say yet. Mm-hmm. I'm not convinced they necessarily will be.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this pandemic treaty. If you kind of read it, it's real thin on substance. It's more like country-to-country cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck does that mean? Cooperation for sharing, you know, data? Cooperation for sharing vaccines,
mm-hmm.
Having, you know, doctors and experts and virologists and equipment, you know, all the other things. But what about international cooperation on investigating China?
Mm-hmm.
So, not too sure where this pandemic treaty is going to go.
Now, Congress, we knew about this a little while ago. They're seeking to limit Joe Biden's war powers. And there's a problem with the diversity czar in special operations. He got reassigned for some divisive posts. What, they don't look at this? I thought they were looking at everybody's posts on the Internet.
Yeah, well, I think that he made some references to Trump and Hitler.
He did. He did.
And that was maybe the worst one. I don't know. But I got pinged from a very close contact at Fort Bragg about the end of last week. And they go, here it comes. I mean, they're furious. And the next thing you know, this cat's been reassigned.
Mm-hmm.
So the truth of the matter is, I'm sure that this person, they well knew about his post.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that they got caught. So they had to reassign him.
Alrighty, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And this part of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. By the way, I am a person that takes Relief Factor a couple times a day, have been for going on about 5.5 years, and I take it because of what's in it. All natural, no drugs in it. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which goes right straight to the source of the pain or the inflammation and helps to lower or eliminate it, period. End of story. Gone. You feel better. Now, it supports healthy joints and muscles, too. And if you've also got, maybe you've got a little bursitis or a little arthritis, this will help you with that. And you'll feel better because that's what it's done for me because of the problem I have, which is a little bit more involved. Now, all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Try the $19.95 3-week quick start. That'll get you started for 3 weeks. And if it works for you and you like it, then it'll go on automatic shipping and away you go. But relieffactor.com/captain is the website. Give it a go and see if it'll work for you like it has for me. All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. And good morning again.
Morning.
Where's Kamala?
Well, you know, when Biden announced that she was going to hold the baton on this thing, he talked about the Northern Triangle area. But that has to do with all things immigration. Well, now that she's been challenged on, what are you doing? Well, it turns out it has nothing to really to do with immigration. It's more on a diplomatic mission. And part of that is to determine why these people are fleeing Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, and wherever else. Well, you know, anybody can tell you why.
just pick up the phone to confirm it of talking to the leaders of those countries, and they'll tell you. I mean, Tucker Carlson figured it out. He went down there last week or week before last.
Right.
So is she going to go to the border? The answer to that, according to this White House, is no. This is all diplomatic blah, blah, blah. So do you think this is going to solve anything? No.
Nope.
Because remember, it is Kamala that wants an open border. She's the one who wants to shut down Border Patrol. She's the one who wants to give the migrants, health insurance and so forth and so on. So she's like the worst possible person for this whole thing. There's where we are. She's not going.
Well, we do know, since you mentioned Honduras, we do know that a migrant caravan of hundreds of people that started out from Honduras departed for the United States. Now, somebody made mention of the fact that there's a number of people in this caravan that have already been vaccinated. Well, that's not all of them.
Well, of course it's not all of them.
So is that supposed to make us feel better?
Yeah. It is.
Well, they're coming because they're vaccinated. Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, some of these students that were now, these migrant kids that we've turned into students.
Yeah.
Have tested positive.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, based on these numbers, but let's think about this for a second. They went to one of the facilities, and one of the facilities, what? It's only supposed to handle 200 and some odd people in it.
Properly spaced, yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, interestingly enough, what is it over? It's over 4,100, I heard.
Yeah, it's over 4,000, yep. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, clearly, when you have got things like scabies and lice.
Yep.
I would say that, just based on that, you've got a major health risk.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
If this was a daycare center or some kind of, after school place, for here in the United States and, school age kids,
yep.
They'd be shutting them down. They'd send the health department there, right?
Uh-huh.
They'd be shutting them down. So the question then becomes, why is it that these facilities can stay open? I mean, I haven't heard anybody call for these places to be shut down. Have you?
No, I have not.
Is there a health risk?
Yeah, very much so. And, the other thing is we're hearing that they're expecting a million, and they're calling them migrants, a million migrants are expected at the southern border this year.
Correct. So I invite your listeners to go take a look at Turkey, Jordan, Lebanon, and when you do a search on that, put in migrant refugee camps, and then click on images. Okay, what makes us look any different than all of these Syrian refugees? Right now that are parked in these tents.
Right.
Across the, nothing.
Right. You're right. You're absolutely right. By the way, Joe Biden came out yesterday and said they have the votes in the Senate to pass new gun legislation.
Okay. Bring it.
I don't think so.
Okay. Bring it.
Yep. Bring it is right. And the NRA, of course, is just on fire. By the way, just for the heck of it here, the NRA has added, 150,000 new members in the last year. They're averaging 1,000 members a day since the first of the year.
Well, I hope so, because they've been financially in trouble for a while.
Yep, they have.
And, they've got all these lawsuits. Have they completed their move from New York to Texas?
No, ma'am. It's still under a legal lawsuit. They can't move till it gets settled.
Well, that can't be the reason that there's a lawsuit. I mean, they've
moved a facility there, but their headquarters are still in New York because New York won't allow it to leave yet. The corporation, they won't break up the corporation and change their address. Something like that.
Well, there's something wrong with that story. They can't stop that. All right. Well, anyway.
Okay. Let's talk about something that came out yesterday. Top U.S. military leaders at the Pentagon, and I'm going to do that story during the military news, say that the U.S. could face war as China's Taiwan threat increases dramatically after 2022. Well, they're already there, in my opinion, but that's okay, I guess.
Well, the warning bell here has pretty much everything to do with Taiwan, and we are, under the Trump administration, we did an awful lot to back up and support Taiwan, and that was the right thing to do. But the estimate is that at some point, China's going to make a very aggressive move on Taiwan, which then puts pressure on the United States. You know, what is it we're going to do if there's going to be some kind of a military conflict? I would also argue with the coup that happened and still happening in Burma/Myanmar that is really a Chinese operation. Mm-hmm. I think China is behind that. I could be very wrong. But I think that was a trial balloon, or is a trial balloon, to see what the United States would do, or is doing, or won't do when mm-hmm. it comes to something like this.
I would tend to agree with you. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I could be very wrong on that one, but that's just my gut feeling. And you notice that nobody's really even talking about that coup that happened in Myanmar. Nobody.
And yet
I think there's 500 and some odd people that are dead.
Yep.
And not only that, there's a whole bunch of people that are leaving the country as refugees
mm-hmm.
and going elsewhere. So, I mean, you know, the world is more unstable out there than we necessarily know. What else can China do to the United States? I mean, you're talking about some kind of a military confrontation. I don't know. I mean, given what we've just been through and are still going through for all intents and purposes on the pandemic and what it did to our country and other countries, mm-hmm. what else does China have to do to us to hurt us? I don't think they have to do much more, really.
No, and I think the pandemic was part of the plan A part. But anyway, here comes the music. We got to let you go, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go there, check out the great article she writes, founderscode.com, Denise Simon. I'll be right back.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States and 14 other countries are criticizing a report from the World Health Organization on the origins of COVID-19. The report, published on Tuesday, was criticized in a joint statement saying it was delayed and lacked access to original data. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called the report an incomplete picture of the needed data.
It lacks crucial data, information. It lacks access. It lacks transparency. It certainly, we don't believe that in our review to date that it meets the moment, it meets the impact that this pandemic has had on the global community.
And G. Gordon Liddy has died. A central figure in the Watergate scandal, Liddy served more than 4 years in prison after being convicted on conspiracy and burglary charges. He later moved into acting and started several TV series in the late 80s and 90s. In 1992, he began hosting his own nationally syndicated radio show, retiring from the airwaves in 2012. Liddy was 90. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It's time for Military and Veterans News, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, remember, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One of them is in Concord, Mass. The other one right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses. Now, what you've heard me say over the years is you need to call them and take the tour. So I'm going to give you the phone number. It's 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Now, what you want to do is call them. And they've got two campuses, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. And the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. I'm over here on the Tampa Bay side. They're over there on the other side in Clearwater. So you call them up, and you schedule an appointment. You ask to take the tour. They'll give you a tour of either one of their facilities. It'll give you a chance to not only see the facility, but it'll give you a chance to talk to some students or some teachers or get your financial money all taken care of for your training. If you're a veteran, they've got veteran specialists there that'll help you with your GI Bill. And if you're a civilian, they got people there that'll help you with the civilian end of it to get your financing to go to school. Now, the reason I ask that you do that, and I think it's a great idea, is because once you become an aviation maintenance tech, you are set for life. It is a lifetime decision, a job that you will always have because your certification is good anywhere in the world. And you can go anywhere, any country that's hiring certified aviation maintenance techs, any country, and get a job. And that is so very important in the world in which we live. So, 800-659-2080, the number to call. NAA.edu is the website to check out. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Well, a U.S. Special Operations Command is now investigating its new chief of diversity and inclusion over social media posts criticizing the police and former President Donald Trump. Now, this individual compared Donald Trump to Hitler and criticized the police for the brutality and all that nonsense stuff, and he was behind the defund the police stuff. He used that in some of his posts. So he has been transferred out of that department, and hopefully he'll be transferred out of the administration. They don't need people like that anywhere near anybody. Now, the Marine Corps seems to be closing in on a group of Marines who allegedly stole and then attempted to sell ammunition and explosives from Camp Pendleton, California. Wow. It was a big online sting that reviewed the clues to the missing ammunition and explosives. Now, a new commander is taking charge of the 309th Aircraft Maintenance Group at Hill Air Force Base coming up on Monday as the organization shuffles leadership for the second time in less than a year and the third time in the last 11 months. Now, the Pentagon and Department of Health and Human Services continue to conceal just how many unaccompanied migrant children will be housed at military bases across the United States as they start to move them out and put them at these military bases. The Army, by the way, has outlined in a recent white paper its critical role in great power competition to include deterring conflict, upholding the U.S. interest, and forging and strengthening relationships with allies and our partners. This adds a new definition, by the way, to the word war games. So there you go. And moving along, Russian Tu-142s, for the umpteenth time, entered Alaskan air defense space early on March the 29th. Now, they were tracked, and they were met with our jets that very politely pointed them back where they came from, and they did. They went back. By the way, the USS Theodore Roosevelt is involved with the India's military. They're in part of India's Russian design operation, a weekend operation, taking on all comers, in particular looking at Russia. You would have thought they would have been looking at China, but oh well. And the May 1st deadline to remove all U.S. troops from Afghanistan is not a deadline that could have ever been achieved, so says former Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. Remember, he was Defense Secretary for a while under Barack Obama. Now, we're finding out that a shortage of military working dogs has become a national security risk. So the Pentagon has taken it upon themselves to import from Europe a large group of military working dogs, training them, and then putting them to work in the military. Which is probably why when you see what looks like a German Shepherd and it's bigger than the Shepherd. That is not what you think it is. Because they've got those Belgian-breeded dogs over there, Shepherds, and they're really, really big. You take a look at one of them in the dark, and it's like, uh-oh, I don't think so. But anyway, the reopening of hiking trails and various white sand beaches on two tiny Puerto Rican islands, long used by Navy bombing ranges and now popular with tourists, will be delayed more than a decade, according to a federal report released, because the cleanup isn't done. So they aren't going to be able to go there. And after the container ship, twice as heavy as a Ford class carrier, halted traffic through the Suez Canal for nearly a week, the Defense Department emphasized that it prepares for just this type of scenario. Okay? I wonder what that means. Now, more than 6 months after he took office, President Joe Biden, more than 3 months since he took office, President Joe Biden still hasn't named nominees for the most of the Department of Veterans Affairs top leadership posts or given a timeline for when those appointments might occur. That's rather odd that he hasn't done that yet. And here's some good news for the Coast Guard. Members of Congress have introduced legislation last week that would elevate the Coast Guard to a full role on the Joint Chiefs of Staff instead of just being part of the group, a move that would bring it in line with the Defense Department services and give them a full vote on all items Joint Chiefs related. That's great. And liberal members of Congress are now seeking big-ticket items to slash from the Pentagon's budget, but conservative hawks are warning some of their targets could put the Defense Department's nuclear deterrence strategy at risk and give an edge to adversaries such as China and Russia. We'll see what happens there. By the way, Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois suggested that the Pentagon finds a way to examine the social media habits of incoming and existing service members who show tendencies towards extremist views. Now, making a paradigm shift in how the Army procures, fields, and updates equipment, a full brigade for the first time is testing modernized radios, tactical cell phones, and network gear this month in one of the service's most operationally realistic environments. So they're testing some new equipment to see what's going to happen. In the meantime, I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
I will take it away right after I tell you about April the 13th down there in Bradenton at Mixon's Fruit Farms in the pavilion out behind Mixon's Fruit Farms retail store. The Tea Party Manatee, one of the oldest and largest tea parties in the country and certainly in the state of Florida, is going to have their 13th birthday party down there in the pavilion. Everything will start at 6 o'clock sharp. I'm going to be the master of ceremonies for the event. Can't wait to see all our good friends down there. And we're going to have to speak. Sam Sorbo for sure is coming. She is a talk radio host and the wife of movie actor Kevin Sorbo. That's Hercules. If you don't know him, you might know him that way. And we'll be in the pavilion for this event, which is outdoors. It's going to be just a great event, and the last time we had one of these celebrations, we had a lot of people there, and everybody knows, if you know anything about the Tea Party and know anything about Manatee, it's been there forever, and they're not going anywhere, and they're very much involved in the political scene and the scheme of things, and who knows, we might even hear from Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, huh?
Good morning. I mean, it's very intriguing since, you know, I used to love going to the place and held an events down there. You know, it sounds like some fun.
Yeah, it is. And the same great people are there with some really good new additions. Got some new blood in the mix down there, too, now. Now, I want to talk about home prices because of something that happened to a friend of mine. He went and put a bid in on a house, the house that they wanted, and apparently his bid wasn't high enough because somebody else outbid him and got the house. But this is happening all over the country because home prices have risen in the last 12 months at the fastest pace that they have in the last 15 years.
Yeah, and, you know, the funny thing is that it's not just that. I mean, you're talking down there by you, which is a very hot market for reasons that, you know, we all know. We're also talking markets, believe it or not, that are outside, even in some of these high tax states like where I live, out on Long Island and Westchester County, these other places, even further out. If you live close to the city, for example, really close to the city, there's areas like Manhasset and Port Washington that were always very, very expensive. You know, it's a very short ride, you know, 20 minutes, a half an hour, you're in midtown Manhattan. Now you get out areas a little bit farther out east. You're talking, you know, Syosset, Huntington, Northport, these areas. We're joking about it. We said it's become like Manhasset, Port Washington East because so many young people are leaving the city. Like normally, kids that go to the city, they stay there for 10 years or so, and then they think about getting married, then maybe they'll move out several years later. This is happening now. People are getting out and leaving out. They don't have to be in the city. The city is not that attraction anymore. It really isn't. The energy is not there. And it's interesting to think about this, is that how this is going to affect the country demographically. It might be a good thing in the sense that, have people having more kids at a younger age, more stable households, in my opinion. So maybe be something, good that comes out of this if a bit of an exodus out of some of these major urban areas.
Now, Joe Biden has headed to Philadelphia today to announce his $2.25 trillion infrastructure bill. And we found out yesterday that only $650 billion of that is actually going to go for roads and bridges. Everything else is going to go for something totally different, most of it to green energy.
Yeah, they're definitely going to be pushing, the green energy. I think they're going to have to do something in regards to the electric grid and charging stations if they're going to continue to push this electric car notion that they've got going. It's just not possible right now. I mean, you take a look at the overall sales of electric cars in the United States, it's nothing. And, the idea that, all of a sudden everybody had electric cars, where would they charge them? What would this do to the electric grid? I know they're talking about more offshore wind farms and a myriad of other things. A lot of this pie in the sky type of stuff. And correct me if I'm wrong, I think we've seen this movie before.
Yes.
Obama did the same thing, pushed a lot of these green ideas and green companies. Solar panels have gotten a little bit cheaper than they were back in 2009, 2010. But it's still not enough to see people running out and solar panels on everyone's house. Unless, of course, you're California, where they mandate that stuff now on any new construction. So, you're going to spend the money on the infrastructure stuff. I really hope it doesn't get flushed down the toilet. That's for darn sure. And the other thing is, where's that money going to come from? Even the tax increases that they're proposing is not going to cover nearly as much as they're going to spend.
By the way, we have a new game when it comes to green energy. We've got these solar panel companies that are calling up homeowners. I've had two calls in the last several days about telling me about, have you heard about the new government program where you get XYZ tax credits and blah, 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 and it doesn't cost you anything, and we can put solar panels on your roof, and you sell the power back to the power company, and you'll have power for life, blah, 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 and all this sort of stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, is this strictly because of the green energy stuff? It's got to be.
Well, again, they're starting to push that again, and the solar companies, each one has got a different pitch, different scheme, because there are some credits that are involved with that. The thing is, though, you need to understand that, it's not your energy for the most part. If the power goes out, you lose power, too, because you're hooked into the electric grid. So, there's been some, Tesla's got a battery that you can charge for your house, but it doesn't last that long. It's not like a generator. So, again, You know, the solar systems still have a generation or two, in my opinion, before they really get up to being competitive, if they ever do. You've got to remember, this, you know, solar panels started this stuff in the 1970s.
Well, I've got a small natural gas propelled generator, which will keep my refrigerator going, give me lights for the areas I need the lights in, give me a television if I need to have it, and a computer if I need to have power for the computer. But I did that after we had one storm here when I moved into my home. I don't know, I guess it was 10 years ago. We were actually without power for one whole week.
Yeah, I mean, that's funny. Right now I'm pricing out one for my new home. See, I was the last house I had here on the North Shore of Long Island. I was on the same line as the fire department. So whenever the power went off, mine didn't. Now, but you know, that's not the case. And being right on the water, we get some storms here. And believe it or not, you know, the type of trees that we have here and the way that the electric lines are all up and on the poles, we lose power all the time. So that's like a regular thing here. So yeah, it's something that I've got to invest in right now, without a doubt.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, did you hear about Amazon where they took a vote for their, to see if they wanted to organize and have their first union?
Well, I didn't see what the turnout of the vote was. I know that they were pushing that down there. Actually, you know, I talked about this yesterday, is the fact that Boston Dynamics, which is a robotics company, they now have developed a robot that can move 800 packages an hour, which is at the same rate a human being can do it. It's basically, you know, if you price yourself out of a job, technology is going to replace you in some way, shape, matter, or form. It's just going to happen. And, you know, they've already been developing technologies to replace these factory workers.
By the way, we no longer have a bunch of dogs at Tyndall Air Force Base up in a panhandle. We have those robotic dogs there now.
Oh, they have those. They're creepy as all hell. It's like the stuff of nightmares, something like out of the Terminator movie. You look at those things.
Yeah.
That's the direction. You know, it's the whole idea that, you know, the minimum wage concept works. No, you know, employers are going to pay what they can afford to pay. You push them to a point where it's like, okay, it's smarter for me to invest in this robot or this self-checkout kiosk or whatever it may be. That's what's going to happen. I mean, it's pretty extraordinary.
By the way, George is saying good morning to the stock guru. That would be you.
No, there's a key. There's no such thing as a stock guru. They don't exist on the planet. I just follow the laws, the economic laws of the universe. and you have to do it that way. But thank you.
Yeah. All right, well, here comes the music in my ear. We'll let you go. You have yourself a great day. It's going to get cold up there. It's going to be snowing in upstate New York.
Oh, God, bless them up there.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things he has to offer. In the meantime, I'm coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Watch out there. Watch out there.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.